One reason why motherfuckers don't like me, because I be telling the truth, bitch. That shit real. T.I. and Tiny, bitch, if they got an open thing, you sign that and you go in there, you already know what's hot happening. But yeah, if they raping and doing stuff without your permission, that's outrageous. But that's just how I feel about it. I'm like, I seen what I wanted to see. Now, if you seen what you wanted to see, like, I guess I seen her. You know, I'm going to use that because that's where everybody be wanting to see shit. I guess I be wanting to see too because y'all used to tease with bitches. Do y'all remember when August Alsina used to tease with videos and stuff like that? And August was a little freak. That's why in that interview he said he would fuck anything with a hoe and all that stuff. I believe him because he was a freak. Because he never actually like pulled out the D, but he did a lot of he did a lot of dick prints and popping it and taking pictures and you can literally like see it. So August was a wild one, but. It's like August, I seen him, he be like, man, I always see his dick prints and stuff all the time. And then you just happen to see it, and then the opportunity arise. You be like, I just want to see it. Like, I ain't trying to fuck or suck or nothing. I just want to see it. And then you and your girls get to go in there, and then you be like, damn, his dick really is big as fuck. Like, wow, that shit real. And then he said, y'all hoes, y'all gonna fuck? And you be like, no. He said, well, if you ain't fucking, you gotta go. And your ass don't. And then you have an attitude, what I gotta leave for? That's why I be like, y'all stupid, girl, just leave. Okay? Just always remember this rule. You would rather be kicked out than raped, okay? I would take that any fucking day, okay? Just remember that shit. Well, you might get your feelings hurt, but it's way better than getting raped. Shit. I not giving consent and motherfuckers just doing shit and you just like, I ain't really want to do it. But I did it because I didn't know. Get kicked out, bitch. Get kicked out. But sometimes women really be having it bad because sometimes they do get set up like that dude with the movies and all that shit. And it's like, I don't know. And then I probably wouldn't get in a movie, which they probably wouldn't have. And they trying to get their career popping. People know what they doing with their power. Yeah, we just give up our power too easily. That's all it is. We feel like that's the only movie we going to be able to do. I put myself in y'all shoes. I'm part of your body for a minute. We feel like this is the only movie. This is the only chance. This is the big break we've been looking for all our life. You know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker, this nasty, fat motherfucker wanna fuck me to be in the movie. And I don't, if I don't do it, he probably gonna tell everybody and I'm gonna get blacklisted and I ain't gonna never ever fucking get to do a movie again. And then you all uncomfortable and you like, oh God. And he just so nasty and he just so fat and that's not your style. Like, no offense, but some people don't like overweight, okay? So it's just like, ugh, girl, ugh, and he's not cute. Okay, probably got a stink breath. And you gotta tolerate it because you trying to act in this movie. Yeah, they do be using their power. But I guarantee you some motherfuckers that they said will never make it acting right now. You gotta focus on them motherfuckers, not the motherfuckers not making it. This is shit that I know now. Now, back in the day, I probably would have did this. If I was a female and the mindset I had back in the day, I probably did the same shit. But now that I know about mindset and power and worth, I can teach you so you won't be able to do the same shit. What you gotta do is focus on all them bitches that focus on all them people that they said would never be an actor. Because there's a lot of people they said they would never act and everything because they don't have the look. They too ugly or they too this and this. And they acting their ass off, got more movies than a little bit. Okay? Okay? But like, dang, they in all the movies. Because remember when they said movies had a look? If movies had a look, then why is there certain actors that were still able to act that didn't look the look? See? So there's always a way to break through if you know your power and know your worth. Like, I ain't fucking your fat ass. But see, I would say that now. But back in the day, I put myself in your shoes. Yeah, I would have been like, damn, I ain't gonna have no break. Being a beautiful woman is just hard sometimes, okay? Now I gotta fuck this fat, nasty motherfucker. Because he talking about, I ain't gonna be in this very, very, very exclusive movie if I don't fuck his ass. And you don't have, you know, you still insecure about your career because ain't nothing been popping and shit. So insecurities make you do insecure shit. See, there you go, doing some insecure shit, fucking motherfuckers you don't even want to fuck. Okay, because you're trying to make it somewhere, and this motherfucker said you is not getting in this movie that you just know is going to be big, because all the big names and shit is in it. It's going to give you a time, and you got a big ass role. I get it. That's why I'm trying to make y'all understand. I get it, bitch. I can put myself in your shoes, but on the spirit side, the problem is I can tell you where you fucked up at, okay? Because I can see where I fucked up at in life, too, okay? It's just the problem is you so insecure, you only looking at the insecure. You're not looking at all the motherfuckers. It's a bag of motherfuckers, especially now, that be active, and you be like, how the fuck? And so you got to focus on them motherfuckers that broke barriers. All these black actresses that said they wasn't getting paid enough and they keep fighting to be paid more and all that stuff. And all that stuff like Angela Bassett and all of them and all that stuff. But Angela Bassett actually got the look and all that stuff. What's the other girl for How to Be Away with Murder? It sounds mean, but everybody, y'all know that she don't have the typical look of what they be wanting black actors and actresses to look like. Let's not act like that. I ain't trying to clown. I'm just stating facts here. What's that one white, tall, white? Oh, shit. I wish I remember that one tall, white dude that had a really kind of like messed up face. But he was acting his ass off, okay? Forrest Whitaker, his eye be moving. This sounds very mean, but I'm just trying to... It sounds fucked up, but I'm just trying to make you see how you can break barriers. Forrest Whitaker's eye and all that shit, he don't got the look. That ain't the typical. That, you know, everybody's trying to look for Michael B. Jordan's. That's what they be looking for, okay? Okay, but that motherfucker broke through, okay? And that's really back in the day when they really was like, you gotta be cute, okay? You gotta be good looking and attractive. Motherfucker still was breaking barriers, bitch. Okay. So, you know, I'm just telling you what the spirit would say to you right now. You can break barriers, bitch. Don't let that motherfucker say you'll never work. It's motherfuckers that being blacklisted and they ain't blacklisting them up. It's motherfuckers blacklisted and still acting. What you talking about? You just never know. Okay? You might have to do some bootleg movies for a while. The road might be a little bit longer. You just got to decide. Do I want to sacrifice? Most people going to sacrifice their integrity and stuff, though, because you don't have self-esteem, so of course you're going to sacrifice your integrity and stuff. You don't have no self-worth. Well, you have some self-worth, but not enough self-worth to not sacrifice your integrity or anything. That's all it is. Because you think it ain't going to never happen again. You don't believe that you're a powerful manifester. That's all. So I get it. That's why the Me Too movement and shit started. They like, yeah, all these men just wanted me to fuck, because, you know, these men don't be knowing how to get coochie on a regular. See, they insecure because they don't know how to get no coochie. It's a whole bunch of ugly motherfuckers that get coochie and they ain't got to rape. And they ain't got to put nothing in front of you to be like, oh, if you don't give me no pussy, you can't get this. You know what I'm saying? But them motherfuckers is insecure too. So two insecure motherfuckers in a room. Me Too movements happen, okay? Because they don't believe they can get some pussy, and you think he's going to have to give up some pussy because you don't want him to feel uncomfortable and all. Two insecure motherfuckers in the room. There you go, Me Too movement. Okay? Don't be mad at me. I'm just stating the truth. Okay? Shit. So, you know, that's what happens, okay? So, you know, it's fucked up, but that's life. It's fucked up, but that's life. Damn, it really is. Because motherfuckers be insecure and be trying to do shit, too much shit. It's all, and that's like insecure. You gotta get all these girls just to sign them up. You became rich and famous so you can sign up all these girls. Fuck all these girls that don't even want to fuck you. That show how fucked up you see. Everybody insecure. That's fucked up. You so motherfucking insecure. You have to get money and power, fake ass power too. Cause money and power, you realize, oh, I got all this money and all this shit. It really don't mean shit. Cause your insides ain't together. You ain't internally together. You still an insecure motherfucker walking around here thinking you can't get no women or nothing. without no money and all that shit, and there you go. So now you use your money and your power to get these girls, and you be doing all this nasty shit to these girls that don't even want your ass, and you know they don't want your ass, and you know they disgusted by your ass, but you keep fucking them anyway because you just an insecure, low down, dirty motherfucker with all that money and all that so called power. And that goes to show you that money and power don't mean shit if your insides ain't right, because that motherfucker's still an insecure motherfucker that can't get no bitch unless he bribe her with some power or some roles or some money or some cash. It's a whole bunch of broke ass, ugly ass motherfuckers in everyday life, and I be seeing them, and they be fucking some bad bitches, okay? I have seen them growing up, okay? I have some of them, my friends, okay? Toe up from the floor, up ugly as fuck, and they don't be raping, they ain't gotta throw nothing in front of them, cause they ain't got shit to throw in front of them anyway, okay? And them hoes be giving them everything, they pussy, they money freely, honey, okay? And here you go, with your low self-esteem. This motherfucker ain't even got no money or nothing, got more self-esteem than it seems like he need to be having. Oh God, I knew a couple of dudes. Like, your self-esteem is crazy, and he got mad hoes. He said, yeah, these bitches, they may think I'm ugly at first, but once I start talking and everything and making them laugh and stuff, they gonna give me the pussy. I ain't even gotta ask for it. They gonna throw the pussy at me, and he wasn't lying. And then when they find out this big ass dick between my legs, he wasn't lying. I know he had them girls, and them girls did exactly what he said. They're like, "Ew, you ain't even cute," and that. And then the next day, you know that. I was like, "He said it." They say, you know. And next thing you know, all right, we gonna be right back. Where y'all going? Next thing you know, they coming out. Woo! Oh God! Ooh, I didn't know his dick was so big, and he know how to. I was like, he told me that. He said that's what's gonna happen, and that's what the fuck happened. And here you go with all this money. See, I love getting motherfuckers together. If you ain't learned, this gonna be on the podcast too. Okay. Okay. And here you go with all this money, with these powerful so-called positions, and your ass gotta rape a bitch to get something. Girl. okay. It's some fat, ugly motherfuckers right now. Ain't gotta do nothing that shit. Licking pussy, turn these hoes up. Okay. And motherfuckers looking at him, how he getting all these girls? Because he got confidence in that part. Okay, he know, these bitches. Okay. I'm being rough lately. It's been really rough, but this is the mood I'm in. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I've been really cussing, okay? Like, they disrespecting women and everything, but I mean it out of a loving place, okay? You know what I'm saying? He like, these bitches, okay? Man, I play these bitches like it ain't no tomorrow. I ain't seen it. Some of the most... You be like, and then you be like, damn, why I ain't catching? I look way better than this. And don't act like you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? But like, I look way better than him, okay? And I got more than him. Why the fuck I'm struggling? Because your confidence ain't there on that side. And just because your confidence is there on that side, you can have other, you know, everybody got some insecurity somewhere. But it's some motherfuckers that is not cute, that look toe up from the flow up, they ain't got shit, and they confidence when it comes to the opposite sex or same sex, okay? You know what I'm saying? They like, bitch, I pulls. I mean, because I know I feel like I can pull, bitch. But I just don't be going out there. But I do know when I do go out there, they do be like, damn. Okay. You really had that moment? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I have confidence at the moment. I say, you know what? I like them. I'm going to go after them. And I go, you got to have confidence, though. Confidence is cute. Okay. Okay. And that shit worked because I ain't done it. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, slap on my knob like corn on the cob. Okay, like, how you get that? Don't worry about that, girl. Just, okay, nah, that ain't no but confidence. That's all. Gotta have your shit together. And so I'm telling all you rich ass motherfuckers up here taking women's goodies, because you don't have no goddamn self-esteem. What I'm trying to say is focus on all them motherfuckers that ain't got no money. You got money. You got a powerful job title, okay? These motherfuckers ain't got shit. You better get some of their energy. You be like, how the fuck do they do that? And then you just work it out. Next thing you know, you ain't got to rape no hoes. You ain't got to rape no bitches. You ain't got to rape no women. You ain't got to do shit. They just going to be like, they just going to pull the panties to the side for you. They just going to pull the panties off for you. Make my hand. Let's go to the bedroom. Or they might just touch you on the leg and be like, let the woman make the first move. That's what's wrong with y'all. Let me stop spitting all this game. Because, you know, this remind me of back in the day when them dudes used to ask me, how do I like, y'all need to hang with women more. Y'all, see, that's the only thing I don't understand about the opposite sex. Even gay people, it's like, you love men, but the real feminine dudes always hang with women. Like, wouldn't you want to hang with men more? Trust me, I know. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And just like dudes, it's like, I don't hang. Hanging with a whole bunch of women all the time is gay. Actually hanging much with a whole bunch of women, if you actually like them, is not really gay, because you actually know how women think and move and maneuver, and you actually know how to play your game better instead of being a dumb motherfucker asking somebody that have feminine ways and ain't afraid to hang with women and talk to women and everything. And then you asking me what you should be doing. Motherfucker, you the one that like pussy. You need to be doing it your goddamn self. Okay? Shit. And that's why I stopped helping these straight boys out, because that shit was working. Stop asking me. Shit. Talk to some women. Shit. Communicate. God damn it. That's all it is talking to women and actually listening. Okay? Instead of trying to react. Okay? Just to say, no, that ain't the truth. Just listen. Shit. That goes to the same for you motherfucking women too. Listen, I don't understand it. Just listen if you don't get it. Oh, that sounds really stupid, but even like men, this sounds, oh, women, a woman so emotional and shit. Like, nah, just listen. Who cares about the emotion? Listen to what the fuck they saying. Shit. Oh, y'all get on my nerves. I remember helping out all these straight boys. If y'all don't leave me the fuck alone. Shit. I don't even like bitches. Shit. Giving y'all this goddamn advice. Crack a book open. That's when I start being... Because that's what I do when I start getting mad and I start snapping on motherfuckers. Then I start snapping. That's real life. I really do. Then I start snapping on them. Like, damn. Crack open a book. Shit. Go to the library. Find out about the vagina, bitch. Read it. Shit. That's all I did was read it. I don't like no vagina, but I read about it. Shit. How the fuck you don't know you need to suck on the clitoris? Sometimes the clitoris be right up in there. Shit. How I know that? I don't even fuck with pussy. Because I cracked open a book. God damn it. Shit, I was getting mad. And I'm like, hold on, why am I... These straight boys getting on my goddamn nerves. Crack open a book. All I did was crack open a book. And then I talked to girls. Then they be talking about how y'all don't know how to fuck. And sometimes they be faking. You know what I mean? They be saying you don't know how to fuck. Okay. They be like, I be putting down. Damn. Oh, Lord. Shit. That's when I find out women need to be more honest, too. I'm like, y'all need to... I was a sex therapist before I knew what a sex therapist was. I was guiding life. That's why, and even T.J. Jakes was talking about it again today, and Steve Harvey. That was my gift the whole time, and then they try to make me feel bad about it. And I said, that shit is so true. Then they try to dim your light and everything. Now you're, okay, now I'm back and better than ever, bitch, okay? Okay, better, stronger, tougher, wiser, and just a motherfucking G, okay? Okay? Every bitch, motherfucking G, nigga, okay? That's my new thing right now. I'm a motherfucking G, nigga. You ain't no G, nigga. You just up here gang banging and shooting and shit. There ain't no motherfucking gangster, nigga. Real gangster, nigga. I'm a real gangster, nigga. You know when gangs used to start, they used to protect the neighborhoods and stuff like that. They used to then shoot each other and all that stuff when Crips and Bloods really started. So that ain't gangster going out here shooting and all that shit, killing motherfuckers. That ain't gangster, nigga. They ain't even how gangsters started. If you don't even know your fucking history, nigga. You just claiming Crip and Blood and don't even know how the fuck they started. Them motherfuckers started protecting the motherfucking neighborhood, you dumb bitch, okay? And here you go gangbanging because somebody wearing blue and red and shooting each other. On the set, and motherfuckers stop. Motherfuckers get. Maybe black people got a little too much freedom. They say, we don't need to protect the neighborhood no more. We trying to make it. And they making it start making motherfuckers kill each other. I know what happened. But anyway, so. But it didn't start out like that. Crips and Bloods but did not start out like that. Know your history, bitch. Know your history. Y'all just gangbanging and doing the wrong shit. That ain't gangster. I'm the motherfucking gangster, nigga, because I came here to save y'all motherfuckers, not destroy y'all motherfuckers, because that's what real gangbanging was. Okay? They gangbang on anybody that came up in the hood, try to think they just to steal and rob and kill up. Bitch, move your... Man, on blood, nigga. Move your motherfucking ass. Shit, nigga. Okay? Don't be robbing. Don't be robbing up in our shit, nigga. Okay? The popos came up on that. Don't you be coming up in here, motherfucker. Okay? Think you about to just do niggas like that? Black Panther style. Get that shot. Okay? Get that shotgun. Standing there. Okay? They say, oh no, these niggas got guns, honey. They have to make laws that you can't that you can't be scoping out the police. That's what black people, that's what Black Panthers and stuff used to do. Know your history, bitch. Kush, kush. Them cops come in that neighborhood, they come out with them guns and them shotguns. Watch them motherfucking cops, bitch. That's what they used to do. Until the government made some laws. Say, these black folks is watching the cops. The cops are scared. Well, you shouldn't be mistreating black people. They still do it to this day. Imagine if you can do it to this day. Yeah. They say, oh no, the police need to do police brutality. That's the reason why police was made, to keep the slaves together, keep the niggers together, shit. And now these niggers got the audacity to have shotguns and stuff and watch us how they treat other black people, how the police treat other black people. Oh, hell no. We gotta make some laws out here and get these niggers and these shotguns from watching these cops. And then, now police brutality is just crazy. And now we get to see it even more because of all these cameras and shit. Okay? And then they ain't gonna promote nobody but the black men getting beat up. So we ain't gonna really, we don't really get to see who else they really get to beat up, because the media ain't gonna really promote that shit. But that's just the truth. I know y'all don't like it, but it is what it is. It's the truth, bitch. Okay? That's the only thing I like living by. Y'all like living in lies, bitch, and deceit and confusion and denial. I don't like that. That ain't cute. Okay? Because how you going to get to the other side living in denial? You can't. That's why we still stuck right now, bitch. Still fighting for the same goddamn shit we've been fighting for since my mom's mom was born. Okay? Shit. Thousands of years. We're still fighting about the same shit. But anyway, yeah, that's what they used to do back in the day. That's why I used to like the Black Panthers. I love anything that's powerful and black. I noticed that. That's why I like Malcolm X, because he was like, even though the Muslims turned their heads on him. But yeah, at the end of the day, that's the reason why I like the Black Panthers. When you find out their history and see them documentaries and shit, they have real live video footage of all them black men wanting to be Black Panthers because they were so powerful. Black people didn't have power like that, though, so to see it. And then, you know, the white people was like, oh, hell no. Nah. They gonna find anything conniving to bring them down. That's what the government and them white motherfuckers do. That's their old white money, honey. Okay? Okay? Even if the Black Panthers, because everybody gonna have flaws, so you gonna be able to find the flaw. That's all they do. They find the flaw. Let's get these niggers. Okay? That's all they do. That's all them motherfuckers do. They ain't slick, and y'all fall for it every fucking time. Fall for it every time. Maybe he wasn't a good person. He did steal and steal and forgot everything they did to help the community. T.D. Jakes actually was talking about that too, how everybody forget all the gifts you did. You do one wrong, they focus on that wrong. And then they smart enough, the government and the police smart enough to know, just focus on that one wrong. You get all these dumbass motherfuckers to follow. They'll turn their backs on them too. And that's exactly what happened. And then they able to take them down. And then all black people going to do is let them be taken down. And then ain't nobody else going to start nothing anyway. Because we all scared to start shit. So everybody's like, I ain't going to start shit. They took them down, so I ain't going to do nothing. Then the black people, all they going to do is complain. We need another leader. We need somebody that can lead. We don't have no more Malcolm X's and no Dr. Martin Luther King's and shit. Yes, you do, bitch. You just don't be following them. And yes, you do, bitch. You can be doing it, but you just don't do it. Don't be complaining, bitch, if you ain't did it. You know why I don't really be asking why there ain't no black leaders doing that shit? Because, bitch, at the end of the day, if you ain't gonna do it, bitch, shut the fuck up. Okay? Shit. Because I'm not about to be out there protesting in the sun and all that shit. That ain't my calling. So I ain't got shit to say about it. But y'all motherfuckers, we need some black leaders. And then when you do get some black leaders, dragging their ass like it ain't no tomorrow. Okay? Any flaw that pop up, see, the white man that taught you that. Okay, any flaw that pop up, now you complaining. Well, Jesse Jackson, he did that, and he's that, and well, and da-da-da, and da-da, and well, and he, you know, he cheated and all that. Girl, everybody got flaws, bitch. Do you want to follow up? Oh, just like the Black Lives Matter, that one gay boy that was happening, then all the straight black men. Oh, he gay, I don't want to follow Black Lives Matter. Well, you don't want no fucking leader then. Stop complaining. Shut the fuck up. Shit. Tired of y'all motherfucking black people always complaining about having a leader. Then when the leader show up, your motherfucking ass got issues and problems and don't want to help them out because they gay or because they black or because they cheat. Shut the fuck up then. I don't want to hear nothing about no black motherfucking leaders if you can't follow the black leaders that's in your fucking face right now. Shut up. Okay? Shit. Life gives you a little bit of leaders, and all of a sudden, oh, he gay, I don't want to follow me here. Bitch, if it wasn't for gay and women, oh, she a woman, I don't want to if it wasn't for black gay motherfuckers and black women, yo, straight motherfucking black male ass wouldn't even have the freedom you have right now, so shut the fuck up and just follow and just do what the fuck you gotta do, okay? To have black rights. You stop, you, everybody complain, that's what I hate about black motherfuckers. They complain about black rights and then as soon as somebody fighting, you got shit to say. Shut the fuck up and let that motherfucker fight for black rights, bitch. Let them fight for black rights. Shut up, okay? Who give a fuck is they cheat? You, what you think these white motherfuckers is doing? You think they got clear records, okay? You think these motherfuckers ain't lying? And guess what? You have seen them lie. Hell, we seen Donald Trump lie to all these white motherfuckers like it ain't no tomorrow. And they still all crazy about Trump. They still pro-Trump. And they still wish Trump was president right now. But your black ass and sister trauma so quick to disrespect ourselves and sister trauma that comes from slavery and all that shit. I get it. But you can't talk to me, bitch, because I'm going to get your ass together, okay? I ain't done it at work. I ain't done it with strangers, and I will do it to your ass, okay? Don't be talking shit, okay? Because I literally had somebody, even at my job, talking about, oh, that one dude is gay. That ain't Black Lives. I don't want to. The Black Lives Matter actually was started by some lesbians and some gay people, you dumb motherfucker. And the Civil Rights Movement, where Dr. Martin Luther King had a gay male helping them do their Civil Rights Movement, but they didn't want him out there because he was gay. And they knew y'all dumb asses, because this ain't nothing new, would not follow them because he's gay. Oh, y'all stupid. Know your goddamn history. See, y'all ain't used to me getting on y'all black motherfuckers all the time. See, this is the side. I'll be telling y'all, I get on all motherfuckers. Black, white, Puerto, I don't give a fuck. Okay, the truth is the truth. Set your black ass down, okay? If you ain't fighting for no rights, bitch, shut the fuck up, okay? Talking about, oh, that's a woman. Oh, I don't want to follow a woman. A black woman and save your goddamn life all the goddamn time, motherfucker. You living with a black woman right now with your broke ass. A lot of y'all broke ass motherfuckers ain't got no job living with a woman. Shut up. Get on my goddamn nerves. Let the black woman fight because your ass ain't doing nothing but sitting here complaining that a black woman is fighting for your goddamn rights. Shut the fuck up. They got the nerves. We need somebody fighting for our rights and making sure we're free and making sure they doing it. And all you doing is complaining with your black ass, okay? If it wasn't for that woman, guess what? Motherfucker cops would have been banging your ass across the head a little bit more than what they doing now. Dumbass motherfucker. If that gay boy wasn't fighting for your rights, bitch, getting beat up, going to jail for your punk ass to have some free... You know what? I'm not really in my feelings. I'm doing this for entertainment. But anyway, but yeah, okay. But it's the truth, okay? This motherfucker getting beat up, standing out, cops around, getting locked up, everything. Your black motherfucking ass sitting on a goddamn couch talking about your rights and freedom. But I don't want to follow him because he gay. He the one getting the fuck beat up and shit, getting cops attacking him. Your ass sitting down. Now you want to talk shit. If you don't set your black ass down before I punch you in your goddamn throat so you can't breathe and say no more dumb shit. Stupid ass motherfucker. Then got the nerve to say you a G and a OG. You ain't no motherfucking gangster, nigga. That motherfucker is a gangster. That black woman standing right there and them cops attacking her ass and putting her in handcuffs and shit while your ass just sitting here talking and ain't doing a goddamn thing. Okay? She more gangster than your ass. Shit. Shit. Hate niggas talking. That's the difference from black people and niggers. Them are niggers right there. See, white people confuse it. They think all black people are niggers, but it's not true. Because niggers mean ignorant. Nigger means ignorant, so white people can be ignorant. And so white people can be niggers too, okay? Like that woman, nigger, the only nigger in here is you, white woman, because it means ignorant. Look it up in the dictionary. Okay. Okay. Ignorant motherfuckers. That's why I be by myself. I'm tired of the stupid shit. Shut up. That's why I had to tell that dude at my job, shut up. This motherfucker out here fighting, getting beat up, and he's showing Instagram pictures, getting locked up and all this shit, and you don't want to, now you talking about Black Lives Matter because old dude was gay. Shut the fuck up. All you doing is coming to work with me under some goddamn air conditioner, typing on a goddamn computer, taking calls. Shut up. Shit. Want to hear that bullshit? That motherfucker never talked to me again. And I like it. I got my peace. Thank you. Shut up. Because I ain't want to hear that stupid shit anyway. And motherfucker never talked to me again because I did tell him, if you don't, you know, I was in a rush because in real life I try to be, you know, more respectful, but in real, I be really wanting to say, shut the fuck up. Shit. But I just be like, you know what? He out here fighting. Guess what you doing? Sitting here with me under the air conditioner, typing, taking some calls while he getting hemmed up, locked up, beat up.
Okay.
Fighting for you. As to stop police brutality, what are you doing? Nothing but sitting here complaining about him being gay, even though he's fighting for your rights. Stupid motherfucker. Tired of stupid shit. Tired of it. That's why I don't got time for it. But I don't come with me with that stupid shit. That's why I block shit. I don't even let motherfuckers talk no more. I don't do stupid shit. Let me go. Shit. Just excuse myself on the eye. I don't do dumb shit. Let me get up. Y'all have this conversation because I don't even want to hear it.
Okay.
That's what be pissing me off. Yeah. I don't know all my history, but I know the strong shit. I love the Black Panthers and shit. I don't know all my history. I just like the strong shit, like Black Panthers and. That's why I love Malcolm X to death. I love the strong and the strength and the knowledge. And he was just like, bo. He was doing them white interviews. Did you ever go on YouTube and watch the original interviews? Malcolm X really was a good looking man in real life too. But because you watched them real interviews with Malcolm X, and he don't care. All them motherfucking white people, he don't care. Like, how you gonna tell me white men about it? He don't care. Okay. He knew the FBI and all that shit was following his ass, and he still was going on them shows. Black men, black people are tired of you having your neck, your foot on our necks. He didn't give a damn. I admire shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it is what it is. So what I'm going to call this? What I'm going to call this? See, I was talking about one thing, then I started getting on black motherfuckers because y'all be pissing me off. Y'all be pissing me off. Let Tamika Mallory and all of them do it. I don't care if you don't believe it. It's some people I listen to be like, woo, I don't believe in half that shit. But that motherfucker doing shit I ain't even doing. Like that one dude, what was that one dude? I don't be knowing. See, normal people, I don't know. That's why I say I don't really know all my history like that girl. I was just talking shit. But, because like that one dude, he was talking about Black Queen and all that stuff. I'm like, girl, I mean, I get it. But at the end of the day, that motherfucker doing, he got black schools, he doing his tuck this, okay? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, then I said, I get it, you black, and now you ain't gonna have the opportunity to just, you know, experience, because I'm not, you know, I'm very pro-black because, you know, I'm living in America and I got this brown skin, so I'm gonna love myself, okay? So it is what it is. But, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I always say, I think love don't, well, let me stop saying I think. See, every time I say it, my spirit be like, hold on. I know that love don't know no color and all that stuff, because that's why I be feeling bad for them. When you do civil rights and everything, you so concerned about other people. Like, even like Tamika, them talking, I need a black man, and I get it because it's what you do. But I be like, but the spirit always tell me, and I always have feelings like, but what if the love of your life is like Mexican? Like, what if the love of your life is a white man, and he can just, even though he might not 100% get it, but he can understand, because I have seen some white men's dads be like, I have seen some white men's with a black woman, that they pretty much I mean they can't fully understand, but they get it, okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's not impossible. Of course, there's gonna be some type of disconnect a little bit, because they're not really, you know, our color, so they don't get the full experience. But you know what I'm saying? But it is kind of sad in a way, because you get boxed in. All that shit makes you boxed in. Then you can't have freedom. And one thing I learned about love told me a long time ago, sometimes people have ideas about relationships and who they want. And love taught me a long time ago that may not be the love of your life. Just because you think. Thank you. Sorry, the right saying came to my head. I was about to mess it up. Because, you know, they say it all the time. Just because it's what you want don't mean it's what you need. Okay? And a lot of times we want something, but love's like, no. That's not going to happen, because that ain't what you need. This is what you need. And then we be fucking it up. Because we're like, this ain't what I want. And love is like, bitch, it's not about what you want. It's about what you need. Because what you need is going to fulfill you more than what you want. But we don't listen. Then we're like, nah, that ain't my type of man. And then you ain't missed the love of your life. Y'all being all judgmental. Trust me, I know about being judgmental, okay? Okay, so you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Missing the love of your life because you boxing in. Well, I have this career and I can only date a black man because I'm about black rights. And then the black people gonna make you feel like, yeah, you're about black rights. You better not step outside the race. So you feel like you can't step outside the race. And love probably already set up the love of your life. Like, the love of your life is this man right here. And he can fulfill all your needs and give you exactly what you need. Even though he white, that's what you need. And you're like, oh, no, I can't date no white man. White man, get out my face. White man, get out my face. White man. I'm pro-black, and I set up for black rights. I can't do that. And then you miss out. Now you got to get mediocre love instead of the real love. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, me and love is best friends. I'm trying to tell you. Me and love been best friends forever. I got to say this in every podcast now, I notice. Okay? I notice it comes out every podcast now. It's like I got to say this a lot now. I guess that's just the road, well, ain't no guess. I know that's the road I'm on right now. Okay, but you know, me and love have been best friends. Okay, love been, see, when you're a baby and stuff, you connected to it. As you grow up, the adults and stuff get in your mind and everything, then you leave that authenticness. But that authenticness, 100% true, honest, hope, hand to God, you know, you ain't really supposed to swear, but I'm just saying, letting you know how real it is. I never left it. Okay, even when I was going through and struggling, it still was there. Okay, I never left it, unlike most people. Majority of human beings leave it, and they let the world distort what love really is, and they leave that spiritual connection to love, that authenticness, that pureness. They leave it. I never left it, okay? So, it's strong. And because I never left it, it's real strong, okay? So, okay? It's really strong now, stronger than it ever has been. And guess what? It'd be like, and the more you keep living, the stronger it's gonna get, because you ain't never left, okay? A lot of people leave, but you ain't never left. That's another story. But you know what I'm saying? And trust me, I know love like the back of my hand, because love talks to me on the regular, okay? And I can be, when people say certain stuff, it's love that makes me be like, oh, snap. Okay. Don't be missing the love of your life. Okay. If Big Sean said he didn't like Asian girls. Okay. Well, is Janae Asian in that or that? Yeah. If he said, nah, she got to be purely black, he wouldn't be with Janae and having the Abex experience that. And Janae, if she said, I ain't dating no black man, hell no. Okay. She wouldn't be having the great experience she having right now, okay? It probably was a little shaky, but it's still a great experience, okay? Okay? I'm just saying. I mean, I can't change your mind. Only you can do that. But I'm just saying, girl, you might be missing your real love and going to mediocre love because you're putting yourself in the box. You better learn to get that box. Better learn to get your motherfucking ass out that goddamn box. Because girl. But I already know majority of people gonna stay in it. But I'm just saying, I'd rather be the voice to help you get out than stay in it. Okay, anyways. That's enough of this shit, because I got a lot of podcasts popping. I'm about to do two podcasts a week again. Okay, because I just started to go back to one podcast. Now I'm gonna have to go back to two podcasts a week because I've been on a recording mission, bitch. Okay, I've been on it. Okay, now this is real spiritual shot right now. We're gonna have to put the extra parental advisory because I'm cussing way more than I cuss in any of my shit. Because I'm like gangster motherfucker, niggas, bitches, hoes. I'm saying everything because, bitch, this is me. Okay, welcome. Welcome to the real spirituality where you authentically yourself 24 hours a day. Okay, honey? You don't give a damn. You don't give a damn. You like, that's not spiritual, bitch. Yes, it is. You know what the fuck I said is true. It's making it spiritual, bitch, because I'm being me. Okay? Authentically me, giving you 100% authentically my truth, bitch. Okay? And what I learned and what I grown and what I know. Okay? Fuck the language. Get the truth. Anyway. As I end most of my podcasts, okay, catch my podcast on Wednesday and Saturday for at least a week or two, because that's what I'm going to have to do to get this shit out, because I'm on a mission, I'm on the flow, and I'm trusting the instincts to keep it going and keep it recording. Just record it. You don't have to have the microphone every time. Just record it. Keep it doing. I'm doing it, so that's what I'm going to do. All right, anyway, so, you know, thank you for listening to the Spiritual Shock Podcast. As I end most of my podcasts, I always say, you know what I'm saying? When people are in their deathbeds, they ain't complaining about what they did try. They only complaining about what they didn't try. So, you need to be trying, okay? Trying is very important, okay? Trying is very important. Trying can make dreams come true. And trying can make you realize your strength, your power, and your worthiness. And the trying can show you, bitch, I was scared, but I did it, and I can do anything. Let's do something else. Trying is very important. Don't be like the rest of these motherfuckers in their deathbed talking about, I wish I would have did, I wish I would have tried, I wish I could have did. Nah, do it. At least try, honey, okay? All right? Anyway, y'all know who this is. This is Larry. I'm out. Love ya. Okay, black people, get it together. Love everybody that's fighting for your rights, even if you disagree. I may not agree with everything, but I'm like, but at least you doing something, girl, because I ain't opening up no, I don't have no black school. I ain't opening up no black school, okay? I ain't out here protesting. I ain't out here in the streets making sure Breonna Taylor get her rights. I ain't out here in the streets talking about Black Lives Matter getting knocked aside my head, okay? Shit, y'all better respect. Give respect what respect is due. Anyway, I'm out this motherfucker. I love y'all. Bye.